Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us. I've been looking forward to this interview all day. My next guest is Stephen Masley with Heart Tune-Up LLC. He's the CEO of that organization out of St. Petersburg, Florida. And we're going to talk about how you can get ready to tune up your heart, your energy, your waistline, your brain function, and yes, your romantic function. Dr. Masley, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Delighted to be here. Thanks for this opportunity.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you on. Tell us, you're a well-known, sought-after speaker. We're so happy you came on and spent some time with us today. Tell us a little bit about Heart Tune-Up LLC and a little bit about your background.
Well, Heart Tune-Up LLC, I have a clinic and a company, and what we do is look at how can we optimize your health. Probably my typical patient is an executive, they run a company, and they're really looking for more than just someone to pat them on the back and say, here's your refill, or here's your meds, or go away. You know, we're really looking at how do you optimize your performance, your energy, your quality of life, and ensure decades and decades of great health. So that's really what we do. Both through the internet and in our clinic. And it's really fun to get to make a difference in people's lives that they just say, wow, I forgot how great I could feel. That's really a meaningful thing that it's really makes me happy in life that I have fun every day at work.
That's great. And that's why, you know, most doctors got into the business of medicine in the first place is to truly help people and feel like they're making a difference, not just
make
a diagnosis and move on, right?
And then they end up having to see 30 to 40 people a day and all they can do is refill meds and it's very frustrating. I think most doctors today are highly frustrated and would love to have more chance to focus on optimizing health.
That's great. And so in that executive group, and of course, our listeners are mainly age 50 plus business owners, and they're seeing, you know, either they're feeling the pains or they're seeing things happen around them to friends of them. What are some of the things that predict one's risk for a heart attack and stroke?
Well, I mean, the number one thing that kills men and women is heart disease. And sadly, you don't get much warning. Next thing you know, you've had a heart attack, stroke, or you're dead. And almost all of us have had that happen to one of us or our loved ones. So when we look at factors that predict that, are you at risk, the standard ones aren't nearly as good as we thought they were. Like cholesterol, there's been a lot of controversy about how good that is. But we've actually done research, we've published it, we've presented the American Heart Association meetings, and what we've shown is, are you growing plaque? And you can measure plaque with an ultrasound test. It's very simple, no needle, no radiation, and that's really the best predictor. Other things that predict if you're growing plaque or not are lifestyle factors. I mean, so people have so much choice. Bill, it makes a big difference. So if you're fit, you eat lots of fiber, vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts, you get certain specific nutrients, it makes a huge difference in decreasing that risk almost immediately, and you feel better at the same time.
So the ultrasound, I don't hear that when I go to my doctor. They don't say, well, let's do an ultrasound and look at your plaque. They basically look at those cholesterol tests. So is this something that we
right,
need to ask for?
Right, they look at cholesterol tests because we can treat it with a drug. It's simple, quick, and easy. But, you know, your total cholesterol is not really a very good predictor at all. Some of the sizes for cholesterol are good. LDL is better. Your total cholesterol HDL ratio is better. So ultrasound, there's two types of ultrasound. In the hospital, there's an ultrasound they do on your neck looking to see, is your artery blocked? Do you qualify for surgery? That's Doppler. They're looking at flow. That's what most people do 95% of the time. So do you have, like, you call it like a stress test. If it's abnormal, you might qualify for a heart cath. I'm looking at something that measures the age of your arteries. How thick are they in millimeters? So we measure the thickness, and we can track over time, is your artery plaque growing, shrinking, or staying the same? So that's like a carotid intimal medial thickness measurement, carotid IMT. So I can actually give you the age of your artery, and then over time we can track the growth or shrinkage. I have hundreds of people who've shrunk their artery plaque over time. And it really, you know, if you're shrinking plaque, you're improving circulation, it improves multiple aspects of your health.
And that's a key area, it sounds like, of improving your circulation. So how does circulation impact your energy, even your brain speed and your omanic function?
Well, it's very interesting. So we published an article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. We looked at what things predict brain speed, executive function. For an executive wants to be mentally quick, what things predict the sharpness factors that we can do with computerized testing? And the strongest predictor, number one, was, are you growing plaque in your arteries? If you're growing plaque in your arteries, your brain speed is slowing down. So there's both a direct, if you have less circulation, less blood flow, it's slower, but it's also the same things that impact brain speed impact, are you growing plaque or not? And there's specific nutrients like fish oil, magnesium, B12, and getting fiber in your diet, fiber from vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts, that if you get these nutrients, these sources, both get better. So there's a direct effect on the blood flow, but there's an indirect effect as well on how circulation impacts brain speed. Now, you mentioned energy. So if you have decreased circulation, everything is more sluggish in the body. So it's not just that your blood, you know, flow is less. You feel more tired. You don't have that energy. You're biochemically more sluggish. So energy, brain speed, so those are intimately related to your circulation and whether you're growing plaque or not.
So it just makes a lot of sense, obviously. So are key indicators if people are feeling sluggish, if they're feeling not romantic, if they're not feeling the energy and their thinking is a little sluggish? I mean, it seems like, okay, well, you're a candidate for the fact that you're growing plaque. Let's take a look at your diet, your nutrients, what you're doing about that. What are some ways people can turn those indicators around?
Well, I think, you mentioned romantic function. I think that's, sexual function. That's a real, if you don't mind, let me hit that one because I know some of the listeners might be interested in that. For men and women, if you have decreased circulation, you have decreased function. I mean, some men have to take romantic meds because their, circulation is decreased. When you shrink plaque, when you enhance, when you get fitter, when you add more nutrients, your arteries dilate, and it doesn't just decrease your risk for heart attack and stroke. You're not just mentally sharper. You're not just energetic. Literally, your romantic function improves. And I have many men who don't even need romantic meds anymore. Their function has improved so much. But for women, it's the same thing. Without blood flow, without circulation, there's just not much fun. So it has a huge impact on our romantic abilities, too. Now, when we think about what things would make a difference, what improves circulation, number one is the food we eat. There was a really interesting study done several years ago where they gave people a junk meal, fast food meal, and they lost 20% of their circulation blood supply within 20 minutes, and it took 6 hours to come back.
Wow.
So every time we eat junk, we decrease our circulation. In contrast, if you eat something with, clean, healthy protein, we want more clean protein. It's like a protein shake or, free-range organic chicken or grass-fed beef. You want healthy fat, so you want more nuts. You want more healthy olive oil. You want avocado. You want salmon. When you add healthy fat, clean protein, and fiber, those three things, fiber from not from breakfast cereal, which is flour, but more from vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts, your arteries dilate. Your circulation gets better. So those foods are critical. And the other thing that's absolutely essential is being fit and being active. So having activity and being fit on a daily basis, it makes your arteries dilate. So add the fuel, take your body for a spin, and it's amazing the improvement in function. So we've published that our average patient is like 10 years younger. Their circulation's better, their shrinking artery plaque, their brain speed improves. It's a lot, and it's a dramatic difference in the quality of your life, which is, to me, a lot more important than just making someone's lab numbers look better.
Right, right, absolutely. And I've read in on your website and some of your materials that just because you think you're doing something right, you may not be doing yourself a favor. For instance, things like fruit smoothies and things like that, where you may think you're just drinking fruit, but you're actually just getting a bunch of sugar. You're not doing yourself the best. So how we process foods is critically important, too.
Well, correct? That's a really good point. You can go order a smoothie, and it may just be a bunch of juice. You know, and as you said, sugar, that's a really good point you're making, Bill, that, you know, it could be like a healthy, you know, whey protein with a cup of frozen berries and, you know, pour in some almond milk. Well, that'd be an awesome shake right there. But it could be juice, which is just mostly sugar, and they put in some syrupy, you know, fruit stuff. And unless you're really particular about your ingredients, I agree with you, you'd never know.
We're really, I guess, in part, a lot of this trying to stay ahead of the marketing department for a lot of the foods that are out there. What tips would you give somebody that wants to change their diet substantially? And, you know, they're on the go a lot. You know, there's a lot of executives that are, you know, moving around a lot. Their restaurants are not their best friends. What type of things would you tell people that are on the go?
Well, you know, many of my patients are on a plane every week. You know, that's pretty typical today. And we're not even talking, you know, that they go out to dinner for business meetings and things like that. They're literally on a plane. So I would start the day with a good breakfast. And one of my favorite is a protein shake with some berries. You know, get protein, some berry pigment, and then, you know, a great start to your day. Or a veggie omelet, you know, to get some vegetables and protein to start the day. For lunch, you know, it's easy. Anywhere you can go, you can get a healthy lunch. You can order, you know, protein on a salad with, like, Italian dressing and order iced tea. That's simple, easy to do. For dinner, think about pick your favorite clean protein on the menu, double the vegetable, and try to skip the starch. I mean, those are simple things. And, you know, 70 to 80% of my patients are nutrient deficient. I would highly recommend they take a good quality multi. They get their vitamin D. They get some fish oil if they don't eat salmon two or three times a week. So it's actually not that hard. You can do that and eat out. You know, it's not that bad to say, I'll have the surf and turf, double the vegetables and skip the starch. I'll have a salad with Italian vinegar. I'll have a glass of wine with dinner. And, you know, that's not so bad. Very few of my patients would complain about having to pick that.
Now, one of the things that you also discuss is the importance of daily exercise. And a lot of people say, well, I'll just do the minimum, the 20 minutes of cardio or whatever. What is a reasonable amount? What should people be striving for to help minimize their growth of plaque with exercise?
Well, that's a great question, because fitness really does have a lot to do with plaque growth. And the fitter you get, the good news is the fitter you get, the less time you takes. So as you get fit, you can do more interval training. We actually put a lot of tools in, you know, how to do a fitness test, how to measure your fitness, what can you do to, because my goal is to help people get thin, trim, and sexy in a lot less time. And to make that possible, you know, being consistent, I think, is number one. Work out most days of the week, preferably 5 days a week. I usually say most people who aren't fit probably need to work out 30 to 40 minutes to really get a great workout. But as you get fitter and you can up the intensity, you can probably get a great workout in just 20 minutes. So the consistency is number one. Do it regularly. And find a time of day. For most of my patients, it's first thing in the morning before the day starts. And number two, you know, clarify how hard are you working out. We have tools for that on the Heart Tune-Up website, our Heart Tune-Up book, or get some advice from your doctor on what should your heart rate be to work out at, so you get the optimal return on the time you invest.
It is a goal, Dr. Masley, for people that might be on meds for cholesterol reduction or for high blood pressure, is it to get off of those meds with some of these things? Is that achievable for most people?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have hundreds of people who've come to us on 4 or 5 blood pressure meds, a diabetic med, 2 cholesterol meds. Within a month, we're starting to stop them. So, I mean, that's pretty pronounced. You can see the difference. So it's not just that they, in 30 days, they feel better. You know, when we say 30 days, you know, tune up, we're talking about you feel better, your energy is better, you sleep better, your amount of function is better. But no, realistically, for those classes of meds, You know, there are 5% of people who have super high cholesterol no matter what they do. Well, in them, I'm glad we have statin meds because they'll probably stay on one. But I would say 90% of people can, you know, really at least wean down or get off their medications. And I never mean just throw your meds away. I'm sure you know that. I want them to work with their doctor, talk to them, say my goal is, you know, if I was to really eat better, exercise, lose some weight, most people can get off or at least reduce their medications for the medications you mentioned. Absolutely.
Great information. So now you have a website, hearttuneup.com, we mentioned earlier, and you
yes.
have some gifts for my listeners, I guess.
What
I'm reading is,
okay,
go ahead.
We put up some gifts there for them to look at, like, what are the common nutrients in a multi that might be good for you and others that might be harmful? That would be good to know. You know, how do you do it? We gave them a little quiz so they can assess what's the age of their heart and arteries. You know, give them some tools to measure that. And then I love cooking. So join me in my kitchen, and I'll show you some awesome recipes that are easy to make. Your family will love them. You'll look like a professional chef if you make them. So I'll do some cooking demos with you, too, if the listeners will join me for those things.
And again, the website is hearttuneup.com, and you'll find lots of great information that you can learn. And, you know, the goal here is your well-being, your health, without relying on meds that you may not. You need to change habits. We all know that. We want to see you stick around for a long time, enjoy the rest of your life. So join Dr. Masley on hearttuneup.com and get to know what's on there. It could be a lifesaver. It could just be a great change in your life altogether. So, Dr. Masley, thank you so much for joining us, and love to have you on again for some additional tips for our listeners. But you did a great job explaining, and I think it was very beneficial. Thank you today.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.